Hey, Coach, can you just kind of speak to the challenges of kind of coming back for another season as the hunter, or the hunted rather than the hunter?
Well, that'd be your definition. I'd like to think of us more as the continue being the hunter. That's how we would probably look at it.
How difficult has it been dealing with the injuries that you guys have had?
It's been a challenge. You know, we've been spread out. They haven't. The good thing is it hasn't been really too many things that have been long term. You know, we did have the Dennis Pitta injury, but that was so early in camp, and that's been a challenge because Dennis is such a big part of our offense, as you know. Then we've been nicked up a lot, really throughout the course of the regular season here with just little things. Last 2 weeks, I don't know that we've had any healthy. Maybe two of the last 3 weeks, we haven't had any healthy scratches. So that's been challenging. But our guys have done a great job with it. And to go down and to play and win in that heat, you know, the way we were banged up a little bit, I thought was a good testament to our guys.
Have you seen any differences in Joe since he, you know, signed that huge contract?
Well, no, not related to the contract. You know, I think he continues to grow and mature and get better all the time, just like they all do, but not personality-wise or anything like that. No, he's the same.
You were mentioning injuries a minute ago. I guess how nice is it to get Ray Rice back, and what does he add to your offense?
Well, you know, he's been back the last 2 weeks and continuing to probably, last week he's probably in better shape physically than he was the week before. It certainly showed up in our run game there, yeah.
John, coming off the Super Bowl, I mean, do you have to monitor complacency with the guys at all, or do they kind of have the mindset that you knew of that they could come back this year and kind of keep things normal from having all that attention?
Right. Well, you know, if you look at kind of what we did in the offseason, I think, you know, it'd be hard for us to have that issue, of, you know, the word you used there. It'd be hard for us to have that just because, you know, we're really in many ways not the same team. You know, we've changed a lot of especially the big names have changed over in some ways. Still have a lot of guys, you know, Terrell Suggs and Helody and Joe and Ray and those guys. But, you know, there's a lot of new guys here, both young guys and veteran guys coming from other teams that are very, very motivated, very determined to make their own mark. And that's been kind of our emphasis, probably like it is with any team, but that's been our main emphasis this year.
Suggs has had a lot of big years for you guys, but is he maybe playing at a higher level this year?
He might be. You know, certainly, you know, last year he was banged up. With the Achilles and then with the bicep tear, and didn't play till midway through the season last year. So obviously that's true of last year. But even the year before, when he was Defensive Player of the Year, he had a great year. It's hard to compare it. I really can't. Seems like so long ago. You know, you can't remember last week, let alone 2 years ago. But it'd be hard to imagine him playing any better right now. He's playing at a really high level.
John, how have you seen Torrey Smith grow? You know, in his time with you guys and what he's doing this season so far.
Yes, that Torrey's grown tremendously. I mean, he's really, he's that kind of a guy. He's a high character person. He's very determined to just come out every day, and he's fundamentally humble, along with, you know, very confident guy who just wants to do the best he can every day to be the best he can, and it shows up in his improvement over a long period of time.
You know, you lose your tight end, and obviously you lost Anquan Boldin. How difficult is it to replace those guys in the passing game?
You know, I don't really have the measuring stick on that. I just know that those are two really good players that were, you know, really huge for us last year in the passing game. And we're trying to find our own way now without those two guys, and that's something that we're working really hard to do.
No, you hit on it Monday with your guys back there. Can you just speak of how well Flacco's played with some of the protection issues and stuff?
Well, yeah, you know, we talked about that after the game. He has done a great job, and he's hung in there and made some great throws, and guys made some contested catches last week. And, you know, any quarterback's going to have to deal with that. You know, hey, you know, even Aaron deals with that, and Manning and Brady and all the quarterbacks have to deal with that to some extent. But we'll continue to try to improve that part and try to keep him as clean as we can.
How is Eugene coming along, you know, with bringing him in midseason here?
Well, he's worked really hard at it. You know, it's been tireless. You know, it's been almost 24/7. You know, he was on the trip with us, and he was being coached up the whole time. So we'll just have to see how he practices this week and make a determination. This is new territory for us. We've never had a midseason trade, let alone an offensive lineman midseason trade. So we'll just have to see how this pans out and plays out.
How different does this Green Bay defense look without Clay Matthews in there?
You know, I just got asked that in our own press conference. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen it yet other than to speculate, but I think two things. First of all, it'll be the same defense structurally. Dom Capers is tremendous, and he'll put a great game plan together to attack the things that we do. So they're very challenging just from that standpoint. They've got lots of good players, lots of very, very good players. So the defense remains the same. I think that, his replacement's a young guy who is going to be physical coming off that edge. He'll probably pattern himself a little bit after Clay, but yet he's got his own unique talents, and we've been studying him on tape, and he does a great job. So, we expect to see the same, very talented, very aggressive defense.
Can you speak to the challenge of slowing down Green Bay's passing game now that they have what looks like a pretty good running game, too?
Well, yeah, sure. That's challenging. I think they do a great job of using the running game to set up the passing game in a lot of ways in terms of the play action stuff and all the fake, fake runs and then spreading you out and running the ball and those kind of things. So, set up screens and things like that. So, it makes them even more difficult to defend, I'm sure.